Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
You can pick your friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
You can pick your nose.
But there was no pig. There was no pig.
But only Vinny and Haney can pick games. Football Pick'em. 105.7 The Fan.
Hard to believe, but we're doing picks. Seemed like only yesterday we were doing our Super Bowl and playoff predictions for the NFL. That's in the rear view. Many, many months. Now a new season is upon us. We'll get to the NFL, obviously, next week. But college football, week one. Week zero was last week. Now we're all about it. Now the booze is on the line. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, and Quick Draw. Mick Ultras for the old Bobster. Vinny with the vino, and Nolan with the, you still with the...
I'll ride with it. I'll ride with Yingling.
Well, what, change? Get whatever you want.
I mean, I'd drink whatever's cold, but, you know, I don't know.
And what's the dollar amount?
So,
it's a 50
for the regular season, it's 30 a person.
Yeah.
30 for a case.
Oh.
So, if you are the winner, you get 60 in total.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Now it sounds more palatable. Hint.
And then the playoffs was what?
Half of that.
Well, we'll worry about that when we get to it. Right now, it's the regular season. And we'll start with tonight's game, Nebraska at Cincinnati. Mini Mahomes, Matt Rhule at the Bearcats. Spreads for entertainment purposes only. We're just picking winners. -6.5 in favor of the Huskers.
Well, what is it, Matt Rhule's third year? I think he's expecting a lot more this year. I'm going Huskers.
I'm going to go with Nebraska as well. You know, what'd you call him? Mini Mahomes over there?
Yeah.
Raiola. He's playing on the same field as Mahomes. I mean, that's going to be insufferable enough. Him running out of the tunnel, probably copying his mannerisms one for one.
He already does that anyway.
Well, I mean, he's going to think he's in the main character of a movie tonight, and he's going to win, for that matter.
Georgia Tech tomorrow at Colorado. Post Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter for the Buffaloes. Ramblin' Wreck, 4.5-point favorites.
Yeah, Colorado got a lot of new players. New quarterback, like Bob just said. It's the kid from Liberty, you know, not the five-star freshman.
No Liberty Bibberty.
So, you know what? I'm gonna take Dion at home.
I'm going to go with Georgia Tech here. My Colorado hatred will continue.
All right. I don't hate Colorado, but I like Georgia Tech in this game tomorrow night. Saturday, FAU at Maryland Terps, -14.5.
I'm taking the Terps because they got to win.
If they don't win this one, we got a serious problem.
Yes.
Terps.
Yeah, Maryland wins. Insert quarterback here. I wouldn't be surprised if we see all three of them take a snap or two. Texas at Ohio State. Here's the big old game of this week and, you know, a lot of weeks for sure. Buckeyes, 1.5-point favorites over the top-ranked Texas Longhorns.
I'm going to take Texas. I think Texas has got depth. They got a hell of a defense. Ohio State's got new coordinators, new quarterback. Arch Manning's a new quarterback, but he has started games. So I'm going to take Texas in this one.
Yeah, Ohio State seems to be the popular consensus pick here. I mean, they are the home team. There's a lot of reasons to like them. But I just like Texas in this one, and I feel like they might feel a little slighted by being underdogs as a number one team.
Yeah, Ohio State defending national champions, but there has been some tweakage to that offense. I'm going Longhorns. I think they're more... at least on August the 20th or 30th when they play the game. They're a more complete team than Ohio State is. But, hey, they could revisit each other in January. LSU at Clemson. Another Heisman guy, Klubnik, for the Tigers.
Yeah.
4.5.
I think, you know.
Two Heisman guys.
LSU's replacing four linemen, offensive linemen that went to the NFL. Two from the Ravens. And neither one's playing. I'm going to take Clemson at home, figuring that old Kelly can't win the openers.
Yeah, well, Dabo Swinney said he wants to go undefeated this year. Those are his plans. It's going to be spoiled right out the gate. Give me the Tigers.
And we're going to have Burt Jones on the Rusted Rifle a week from today, LSU grad, College Football Hall of Famer. But I'm leaning Clemson, defending things as the, not a significant point spread. But Brian Kelly, you notice he doesn't talk with that Cajun accent anymore. It's more in profanities and blaming his players for stuff. Alabama's at Florida State. Let's go with Crimson Tide laying 13.5. What do you like there, Ben?
Yeah, I'm going to take Alabama also, or I'm going to take Alabama. They've got a hell of a roster, and I think they have the new offensive coordinator. The guy who was at Washington with the coach, you know. So I think things are more comfortable now at Alabama offensively. I like Alabama.
This is going to be the don't overthink it game of the week, Alabama.
Yeah. FSU, 2 years ago, they were the team that was making a run towards the playoffs. The quarterback got hurt, an injury that ended his career, unfortunately. Yeah, Alabama. But DeBoer, I mean, he better get it together. Not like he's going to lose his job, but, you know.
I think they're going to be good.
They're certainly a playoff-worthy team. We're doing our picks here, college, because there's no NFL to get into. Sunday, Va Tech at South Carolina. Gamecocks laying 7.5.
I like South Carolina. I like the quarterback.
Another Heisman guy.
Yep. And South Carolina at home, and Beamer playing against Dad's old Va Tech teams. I'll take the Gamecocks.
Yeah, this game going to be played at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium there in Atlanta, which means the Chick-fil-A will be closed inside because it's Sunday. Nonetheless, South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Sellers. You know, we like Frank Beamer.
Oh, yeah.
And Shane, you know, it is what it is. But South Carolina, ranked number 13 preseason, they'll get off to the win there, minus the Chick-fil-A. We'll have to settle for hot dogs or something. Notre Dame at Miami. New quarterback in Miami. Cam Ward's now starting quarterback, number one pick with the Tennessee Titans. Fighting Irish, 2.5-point favorites there. And, you know, it's a renewed rivalry. Both teams with big expectations. Notre Dame's always pretty high. I don't know. This one I'm kind of...
Yeah, C.J. Carr on the road at Miami. It's going to be a hostile environment for his first game. I think that's going to be tough. Can the Irish run the football consistently? They got the best run game in the country. So that's going to be what Miami's going to have to do. You know, they're going to have to stop the run. Miami, although new quarterback, veteran quarterback.
Yeah, Carson Beck, yeah.
Veteran quarterback at home, first game out. I'll take Miami.
I'm going to go Notre Dame, always the team that's the most difficult for me to project. I think it was a couple seasons ago. Every time we picked a Notre Dame game, I was wrong, no matter what side of it I was on. So we'll figure out how this goes, but I'm going to go with the Irish out the gate.
No, crystal ball's what? Year three, four with the Hurricanes?
Three.
Carson Beck, you know, he's volatile career so far. Yeah. But like Vinny said, the... young quarterback CJ on the road. I'll go with the Hurricanes to defend their home turf there. And then Monday night, the Hoodie makes his debut at home against TCU, the Horned Frogs. 3.5-point favorites over the Tar Heels.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Yeah, North Carolina's got, what, like 40-some new players on their roster, so I don't know much. Nobody knows anything about them. I'm going to take TC. It's going to be – the environment's going to be nuts with Belichick's first game and all that, Monday Night Football. You know what? I'll take TC. I'll take TCU.
Yeah, I know you got that the angst towards old hoodie there. What do you got there?
I'm going bold prediction. TCU wins. Stinker performance from North Carolina in Bill Belichick's first game as coach. They get booed off the field.
How many times do we see the girlfriend?
Way too many.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Tar Heels.
Okay.
I don't have a dog in the fight, but you know, I think Tom Brady is not going to be playing in this game, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think.
Yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and give Belichick enough credit that he's had plenty of time to scout TCU, get that roster put together enough that as home dogs, they'll win the opener. Remember, TCU lost to Colorado a couple of years ago when they were a ranked team. So I think Belichick pulls a Deion. It pulls the opening game upset. Now, they might lose their next nine in a row. Who really knows? But they're going to win this Sunday, or Monday night, rather, against the Horned Frogs. When we come back, got fantasy football with Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Get some real football talk in with him as well. Gives you some fantasy football advice. Orioles right now trail the Red Sox. Top of the second, one zip. Trevor Story, solo homer. Orioles had a little bit of an uprising there, first and second with one out, and they didn't score. There you go.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.